La Chiesa di Sant'Anna, the Church of St. Anne. The church was built in 1611 at the behest of the Confraternity of St. Anne, annexing a pre-existing chapel dedicated to Santa Maria Curot. At the end of that century, the church was acquired by the Order of St. Camillus, the marks of which are still visible today. On the triumphal arch inside the church, you can see the seal of the Order of St. Camillus, consisting of a white shield with a red cross and a Latin inscription. In 1927, the church was raised to the status of parish church upon a proposal put forward by Father Sutera. The facade has two levels. The lower level is dominated by a round arch and the upper level by a window. The levels are separated by pilaster strips and the upper level is surmounted by a mixtilinear cornice. The church has a single nave floor plan with a barrel vault ceiling and lunettes. It's decorated with 18th century stuccos and houses many 18th and 19th century paintings. On the right, you can see an altar dedicated to the Virgin of Trapani with a 17th century painting attributed to the painter La Bruna. A little further down is a 17th century canvas painting depicting St. Camillus de Lelis, who's the founder of the Order of St. Camillus. On the left, above the first altar, is a painting of the Holy Family, and above the second, a fine 18th century wooden crucifix. The church is particularly famous for the procession of the Living Mysteries held every year on Holy Thursdays. The celebration has ancient origins dating back to the 17th century and features costume-dressed characters parading through the old city centre, representing scenes from the Passion of Christ. The procession actually ends at the Church of Sant'Anna and lasts about 6 hours. If you should be in Marsala at this time of year, don't miss it, as in addition to its obvious religious value, it's also strongly representative of local custom and folklore.